Nesechtes Baba Kama, that pay base, 9 lines from the top of that pay base of an aleph, and on the bottom of that pay base, the Gemara brought Asar Tnayim, Hisna Yeshua, that there were 10 Tnayim that Yeshua made with Klal Yisrael prior to coming into Eretz Yisrael, and prior to Klal Yisrael having the right to Yerushas Haaretz. Now Gemara now begins Asar Takonas, Tikkun Ezra, that just like we found that Yeshua Ben Nun created Tnayim by Biri Sheina, and similarly at the beginning of Bayashani, Ezra was sacked and instituted 10 Takonas. And what were the 10 Takonas? Number one, that you have to lean in shul by mincha on Shabbos. Number two, of a kohen b'sheni v'chamishi, that you lean on Mondays and Thursdays. Number three, of a dan b'sheni v'chamishi, that they would have bezdin that would sit in all cities on Monday and Thursday. Number four, umechabsu v'chamishi b'Shabbos, that people should wash the big day Shabbos on Thursday. And number five, v'ochlin shum b'er Shabbos, that he should eat garlic on Er Shabbos. Number six, v'shteisha meshkemes v'ifa, that when a woman wants to bake bread, she should wake up early in the morning and bake bread. And as Rashi says, the Gemara will explain, in order that the bread should be ready when Aniyim come around and she should be able to give them fresh bread. And number seven, that a woman should wear an undergarment which was similar to short pants, as Rashi says, that is Dugmas Mechlesayim Katanim. Number eight, that prior to a woman going to the mikvah, she should comb her hair using a comb. And number nine, that perfume peddlers can go into cities and sell their wares, and the competing peddlers in the city can't hold them back and can't ban them from selling their wares. And number 10, Batikin Tefillah, Balakarayan, that he was also masakin that a Balkari should go to the mikvah. And as we will see, until he goes to the mikvah, it is also for a Balkari to learn Torah. And the Gemara begins and goes through the Takanas. Number one, Sheikarim b'mincha b'Shabbos b'shum Yeshu Karnes, that the reason why he instituted that he should lean by mincha on Shabbos is because of Yeshu Karnes. And Rashi says, Yeshu Karnes over here refers to those people that were busy at work the entire week, and therefore they couldn't come to Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday. Therefore, Ezra instituted one extra Kriyas HaTorah in order they should have at least one more Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara continues with the second Takana of Ezra, v'shiyukarim b'sheni v'chamishi, that they should gather together and lean on Mondays and Thursdays. And the Gemara asks Ezra Tikkun, how can you tell me that Ezra was misakin and instituted this by mikarav misakna? We know it was already misukin at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, that the pasuk says in Pash B'shalach, v'yechush shlish yom b'midbo v'loy matzu mayim, that after Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael went and traveled in the midbo for 3 days and they didn't find water. And Dasha Rishumas Amru, and those that dashed in the Torah stated, a Mayim El Torah. When the Pasuk says the Lashon Mayim, it refers to Torah. Shenem, as the Pasuk Yeshayah says, Hay Katsami Luchul Mayim. And the Pasuk continues, Ba'ashe In Loy Kasav Luchu Shivru Vachelu Luchu Shivru Blei Kasav Blei Mechir Yayin Vachalav. And the Brisa teaches us, Kim and Shalch Shlesh Yon Blei Torah. When Klai Yisrael traveled for 3 days and they didn't learn Torah, Miyad Nilu, right away they got Shvach and they were weak and they were thirsting for water and they were thirsting for Torah. On the Nevi'im Shabinayim, and the Nevi'im between Klai Yisrael got out, Batiknulem, and in Masakin, she Ukarim B'Shabbos, Mafsikim Bech B'Shabbos, that she should read the Torah on Shabbos and then take a break on Sunday, the Karim B'Sheni, Mafsikin Shlishi Ravi, and then they would lean once again on Monday and then take another break on Tuesday and Wednesday, the Karim B'Chamishi, and then they would lean once again on Thursday, Mafsikin Erev Shabbos, and they would break once again on Friday, Kadesh Le'elinu Gimel Yom B'Lei Torah, and they institute this in order that they don't go for 3 days without having Torah. The Gemara answers that in Chenami, there was already a takana for the time of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Karim B'Torah on Monday and Thursday. However, originally the takana was that he had one person that was ill of Torah and he only read 3 psukim, inami or tlasa gavri tlasa psuki, that they originally had 3 aliyas and each one only laying 1 pasuk for a total of 3 psukim, kineg kahanim levim v'israelim, and asahu, and then Ezra came tikin tlasa gavri v'asar psuki, and he was misakin that you should have 3 aliyas and they should read at least 10 psukim, meaning between the 3 people they should have a total of 10 psukim, kineg asar batlanim, and this was kineg Asar Batlanim, and Rashi says, who are Asar Batlanim? That these were 10 people that were paid for Mitzibah in order to be Oisi B'tzarchi Tzibah, and they should come early to Beis HaKnesses, Kadeshi Yu Mitzuyin Asar Le'is to Tefillah, in order they should always be 10 people in the Beis HaKnesses at the time of Tefillah, U'mispartzim and Sheikh Tzibah, and they were supported by the Tzibah. Rashi Masechet Megillah states that even though that they knew that they would have a minion, however, L'maisa, the Gemara Masechet Bracha states, Kivin Shabar Kaj Baruch Hu Beis HaKnesses, Ve'in Emaitzi Shom Asara Miyadu Koyis. And let's see, Taisis Dibel Maskel Kadesh Lo Yelinu Gimel Yom Blei Torah Ve'in Taima Maishna Shetiknu Shein V'Chamishi. And he asked that what is the reason then the time Moshe Rabbeinu they instituted to lean Dafka on Monday and Thursday. And Taisis says, Ve'ishleim Mishum Da'am Medrash Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Olav B'Chamishi L'Kabal Lucha Sachrenis. That Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Thursday to M'Kabal Lucha Sachrenis V'yard B'Sheni, and then he came down on Monday with his Ratzalei Hamakim. And at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Klai Yisrael L'Fisha Yisratzen Bo'is Aliyah V'Yir Yerida, and since at that time when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to receive the second Luchas, and he came down, it was an Eisratzin, Kavu B'Shev V'Chamishi, therefore it was also Kaveya on Monday and Thursday to lay in Torah, V'Lekach Nami Nagel L'Sadis B'Beis V'Hei, and that is also the reason why when we institute Tanesim and Tainis Tziba, we also are Masakin them on Mondays and Thursdays. And Ayin Taisis, who goes through in great detail as to the Cheshbin of Moshe Rabbeinu's 40 days that he went up to Shemayim to be Mekabel Luchas Shniyas, and Taisis says he went up on Lamed Ba'av Ad Yud Tishrei, V'Lisratz HaMakim, and V'Yorid Moshe B'Yud B'Tishrei, and he came down on Asar B'Tishrei, which is of course Yom Kippur, V'Al Luchas B'Yodai, and B'Oisiyim, Lisratz HaMakim L'Yisrael, Shlema V'Yayim Hashem, Selachti Kedvrecha, L'Fikach Slicha V'Chapara Hu L'Darius, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu instituted that day as a day for Slicha V'Chapara, and Yom Kippur is on Yud Tishrei. The Gemara continues with the third Takan of Ezra, V'Donim B'Shedim V'Chamishi, that Bezdin would sit and judge on Monday and Thursday, the Shchichi D'Asal and Mikra B'Sifra, that the reason is because people would come in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore it was opportune time to set up Bati Dinim on the Monday and Thursday. And I even taste the Maskel V'Donim B'Ezra Hei, and Taisi Eyes V'Taima V'Aloi Koyim Takan of Ezra, how you Bezdin Kavuim B'Choyayim, K'Am B'Ksubas, that they were always Bezdin that were Kavua on every single day. And that is why the Gemara states that originally they didn't have a Takana that a Besul and Nisus L'Yom Rabi, because ultimately there was always Bati Dinim, and if there was a Tainis B'Sulim, they could always go to the Bezdin the next day. It was only once they instituted that Bezdin would only sit on Monday and Thursday that they instituted that a Besul and Nisus L'Yom Rabi. Therefore, it actually seems that Ezra weakened the Takanas HaChamim, and now Bezdin only sat on Monday and Thursday instead of every day, and therefore Taisis Esim came Matik and Ezra, Yitikin Shalayu Kavuin El Bebez Behei, and of course that's not a Takana, but Rabbi Tam Shalayu Kavuin Tchilu B'chol Yom El Be Achas, that although there was a Bezdin that was Kavua every single day, but that was only in one city, who tikin b'chol ir ve'ir b'beis v'hei, and he instituted that Bezdin should sit in every single city on Monday and Thursday, and they should be in session every single Monday and Thursday in every single city. And the Gemara continues with the fourth takana of Ezra, v'shim m'chafsim m'chamishi b'shabbos, and the Gemara explains m'shim k'fayit Shabbos, that the reason why they instituted that you should wash your clothing that you need for Shabbos on Thursday is because of covered Shabbos, and the Shita m'kubetzes brings down from Rabbeinu Yonason that certainly it's better to wash your clothing on Friday. However, u'pachos b'shtei yom loy sagi de'be'er Shabbos ye'ishlam l'sase b'tzorchi Shabbos k'lichsev v'hoi b'yom hashini she'yivechinu, and therefore Ezra was m'sakin that at least someone should go and make sure that they wash the clothing either on Thursday and preferably on Friday. And the Gemara continued with the fifth takana of Ezra, v'she'ich l'shum be'er Shabbos m'shem oino, that the reason why he instituted they should eat garlic on Erev Shabbos is because it's mar bezera, as we'll see in a moment, and therefore since the mitzvah of oino is from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, as during the week people were tar b'malachdom and nechsiv, and we know that there is a specific time for oino, as the pasuk says in Tehillim in Kapitel Aleph, Ashapiri yitib be'itai, v'am Rabbi Yehuda b'itim Rav Nachman b'itim Rav Kana b'itim Rav Yechon, zeh mishamish mitasim Erev Shabbos l'Erev Shabbos. This refers to someone that's mishamish mita from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos and has a specific time for oino. And Rashi says mishum oino shemitzus oino b'leil Shabbos k'Rabbi Yehuda, and vashum mar b'sazera k'dagamon. And as we'll see in a moment, by eating garlic it increases a person's zera. The Meiri says zeh mishamish mitasim Erev Shabbos l'Erev Shabbos shelo yehem lehem kol shavua machshava v'shtadlus b'inyan oino ela b'Erev Shabbos k'dei shiyu shar leilus poinim mikolas kayim v'iskin b'tayra. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Chamisha Dvarim, Nerev B'Shum, there are five things that are stated regarding garlic. Number one, Maspi, it satisfies a person. Number two, Mashkin, it warms a person. Number three, Umatz upon him, it gives him joy, and therefore his face will radiate, Umar Ba'Zera, and increases Zera. And number five, Bahar Kinim Shebnei Mayim, that if a person has intestinal bugs, then it will kill those Kinim from his stomach, and therefore it makes him healthier. V'yishayim, Machnas Ava, Umaytzi Sakina, and some add to the list that it also increases Ava, and it takes away people's jealousy. And Rashi says, Machsa Ava Mitech Shem Sameach Salev, because as we said beforehand, Umatz upon him that'll have joy, and therefore his face will radiate, therefore it will increase Ava. And in addition, since he's a happy person and he increases Ava Vareis, and therefore people won't be jealous of him. And L'chayr, Rashi could have stated that since he's Mar Bezera, therefore he's going to have Oina with his wife, and that will be Machlis Ava. But Rashi wants to use this term of Machlis Ava as a general Ava and not just between Ish v'Ishtai. The Gemara continues with the sixth Takana of Ezra, v'shteisha mishkemes v'ifa, the reason why a woman should get up early when she's baking bread, and she should bake early in the morning, is k'dei shetehei pas metzuyel aniyim, as this way, when aniyim come around in order to collect, she should already have fresh bread that's already prepared for the aniyim. And the Gemara continues with the seventh tachanes, v'shteisha chakeres pesina, the woman should wear undergarments, and the Gemara explains, mishum tziyusa, and zok rashi, l'srachik min avera, and the Gemara continues with the eighth tachana, v'shteisha chayfefes v'tevelas, that before a woman goes to the mikvah, she has have to make sure to comb her hair with a comb. And the Gemara asks the Raisi, how can you say this is Takanas Ezra if L'chir is the Raisa? The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Rachas B'sar B'mayim, that you have to wash your basa in Mayim. Shalei Dov V'chayis is being B'sar L'mayim. And we learn out that there shouldn't be any Chatzitza between your basa and the water. And since the Pasuk doesn't say Rachas B'sar B'mayim, and it is in the extra word S, therefore we learn S B'sari, S Atafel B'sari, that you also have to be careful with the thing that's Tafel to your basa. And what is this referring to? Sar, this is referring to a person's hair. And therefore we know that you can't have chatzitza in your hair and you can't have any knots in your hair. And therefore certainly you have to comb your hair before you go to the mikvah. And the Gemara answers, Amri, deraisa liyune dilma mekata, that while it's true that medraisa, you have to make sure that you don't have any knots, and therefore you have to look and carefully examine that you don't have any knots. And inami mos midi, that potentially you could have dirt in your hair that's clumping together your hair, and therefore you have to examine that you make sure that you don't have any clumps of dirt in your hair. Mishum chatzitza, because of chatzitza, in the raisa, there was no din to comb your hair. And we continue at pay bays and vays, v'asi'iu, tikin chafifa. And then Ezra came and added on, and he made a takana that the woman has to actually comb her hair. And as Rashi says, chafifa b'misarek l'achoka d'milsa, that he created this extra chumra and extra achoka. Nain in balan tesef v'shtei isha chafeves, oimer b'yin tam, shalei tikin chafifa el b'roish, that the only takana he instituted was to comb the hair of her head, and not necessarily any other hair of her body. And zok tesef al b'shar guf shayach l'shardacha, but any other washing of the body is called hadacha. Can I mean a parak bastard nida? And Taisa adds in, and hasam nami mashma, and from the Gemara Masechtas Nida, it's also mashma to be shayach guf in tzarech hadacha el dafka beis kumatera. Then the rest of the body, she doesn't even have to wash her entire body, and it's only in those areas where there are folds and crevices in a person's body, and in those areas you have to make sure that you don't have any chatzitza. Taisa states at the bottom of the Taisa's afal pishin chayva, and even though there was no obligation to wash her entire body prior to going to the mikvah, hasu regil lichaitz, it was the minute to go and wash her entire body, to wash her entire body in warm water and hot water prior to going to the mikvah. And the Gemara continues to discuss the ninth of the Takanas Ezra, and he was also masakin that perfume peddlers should be able to go into cities and sell their wares. And Rashi says, in order that the women of the city should have perfumes, in order they should be able to beautify themselves and they don't become disgusting to the husbands. And finally, the Gemara continues and discusses the tenth of the Takanas, v'tikin tefillah balikrayin, and it also was misakin that a balkari should go to the mikvah, and as we will see, that is regarding limud haTorah. And the Gemara asked the Raisu, that how can you say that he was misakin tefillah for balkari? This is clearly a din deraisa, as the pasuk states in Pashas Metzira, v'ishki tzeitzim menu shichva zera v'rachz b'mayim eskal b'sari v'tomi ad ha'orev. And the Gemara answers the Raisu l'chuma v'kachim, that certainly a person's tummy until he goes to the mikvah, b'degei chuma and kachim, and also who tikin tefillah deraisa Torah. Then as it was misakin that when a person is a balkari, that he can't learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. And Rashi states, L'divrei Torah, Shalei Yishana Ad Sheyitbal, that a person shouldn't learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. And L'chari, Rashi's not adding anything to the Gemara. Possibly Rashi's trying to tell us that although B'negei Chuma and Kachim, a person not only eat Chuma and Kachim until it's V'rachas B'mayim Eskal B'sari V'tomei Ad Arev, and he has to wait until Har Shemesh. However, B'negei Limud Torah, you don't have to wait until Har Shemesh. And in the top tesis on the Amid, Asiyu V'tikin, I feel L'divrei Torah, that tesis states, L'kaim L'lachi, that we don't pass like this, Elik Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and we pass the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Amma, Dvat Torah, Eim Mekabel and Tumah, that there is no din that you have to go to the mikvah prior to learning Torah. Taisis is, Bim Taima, the Hechi Olim Rabbi Yehuda, Levatel Takanas Ezra, how is it possible Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira will go and be Mevatel Takanas Ezra? And we know that a later Bezdin cannot be Mevatel, an earlier Bezdin decrees, Elim Kain, Godly Menu, Bechachu Meminyan, and Taisis answers, number one, Vieshleim, the Dilma Savad, Le Tikkun Ezra Davizah, either Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira did not feel that Ezra made such a takana, Inami, Hisna, Shekhom, Yishreitz, Levatel, Yivatel, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira knew that Ezra made a tznai in his takana that anyone that wants to come in battle can be in battle, and b'chayag av d'muta, as he brings for the Gemara Masechet Me'ikotin. And number three, inami le'pashtisu b'rev Yisrael, that people did not accept the original takana of Ezra, as we know that the Gemara Masechet Avodah tells us b'negei takana that he made of shemen akum, that it was not something that Klal Yisrael accepted, and therefore we mevatel that takana. And Ayin Tesis continues v'afagad the mashma hasam, that even though the Gemara Avodah Zara it's mashma di Daniel gazalav, that if Daniel would have made this gzira b'negei shemen, then Rabbi Yehuda didn't see it would not have been mevatel that takana, even though it didn't spread in Klal Yisrael. That's only regarding something that says mefurish in the pasuk. Have a takanas Ezra like sibukra, but takanas Ezra was not stated in the pasuk. And even though we know we have a darsha in Masechet Brachos that it says in the pasuk v'yidatul v'necha v'samach le'yem hashem matul v'fnei hashem alkech b'sinai ma'al alon ba'al kriyin asirin, and therefore l'chaya it is midraisa. So I'll tell you that smachti the Ezra tikin, that certainly it's a smachta, because we know that Ezra was masakin it and it's not the Daraisa. The Gemara continues, Asar Dvarim, number of Yishlayim, there were 10 things that were stated regarding Yishlayim. Number one, in a bayis chalupa, that even though there's a din, that by Bate Ari Chayma, that if someone sells a house to someone, then the first year they can redeem it, and afterwards they can't redeem it any longer. However, this din did not apply to Yishlayim, as the Gemara will explain. Number two, Ve'in Mavia Glarufa, that they would not bring an Eglarufa in Yishlayim, and once again, the Gemara will explain all these din later. Ve'in Nasis Irin Adachas, and it can't become an Irin Adachas, and Ve'in Matam Bedagoyim, even if a house in Yishlayim gets a nega, it would not be considered tame. And number five, Ve'in Mitzim Bazizav Gestroys, you can't extend any beams into Rishus Rabim, and you can't extend porches in Rishus Rabim, and some explain that this is also in your own Rishus. And number six, Ve'in Isim Bashbasais, and you can't create garbage dumps in Yishlayim. And number seven, Ve'in Isim Bakivshanis, you can't create furnaces, and you can create industrial space to manufacture lime or pots. Ve'in Isim Baginais Upadesais, and you can't make vegetable gardens or tree orchards. And the Gemara continues and qualifies this, Chutz Miginis V'radin, Shahayim Yimais Neviim Rishayim, aside for rose gardens that were already there from the times of the earliest Neviim, Ve'im Gadol Batanagaylim, and you can't raise chickens and roosters in Yushlayim. Finally, Ve'im Alinim Bas Hameis, you can't leave a maize to stay overnight in Yushlayim, and you immediately have to bury a maize. And keep in mind that these are not necessarily takanas, and they're actually dinim that apply to Yushlayim. And since we were talking about lists of 10, therefore we continued with another list of 10 items. The Gemara now continues and discusses these 10 items, as the halacha is that ain't a bayis chalupa, that a house that's sold in Yushlayim is not considered lechlutin, and as Rashi states, it doesn't have a din of batei arichayma, el ge'ula tiyala yibiyitzel ligal, and if a person wants to redeem his property, he could do so, v'miyagia yovel, and when yovel comes, yoytze b'yovel k'batei arichateyim, it has a din like batei arichayma, and it would actually go back to the original owner by yovel. Gemara states, d'chsiv, the reason for this is because the pasuk of b'chukosei states, v'mlo yigal ad m'lois l'shana t'mima v'koma bayis ha-shabaiya shal l'ichayma l'atzmi, says, l'akoyna isla d'reisav l'yitze b'yovel, and as our Gemara states, v'kosava l'y nischalki yushlayim l'shvatim, the yushlayim was never given over to any shvatim, and therefore, if no one really owns it, they had no right to buy and sell any property in Yishlayim. And the Gemara continues with the second din in Yishlayim, ve'inim vi eglarufa, and you don't bring an eglarufa if someone dies outside Yishlayim. Nechsev, as the pasuk says, ki matzei chol ba'adama, asher Hashem lekecha neisel chol rishta, and we know Yishlayim lo nischalki l'shvatim, and therefore it's not considered a yerusha of Klai Yisrael, and therefore the din of eglarufa that states in Pasha Shaftim doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues with the third din that states regarding Yishlayim, ve'inim nasis irin adachas, and Yishlayim cannot become an iridachas, even if rave of the people in Yishlayim are serving Avei Dezara. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Pasuk A, Ki Sishma Ba'achsa Recha, She'ashem Al-Kecha Neisa Lecha, L'Shev V'Shem Leymar. Therefore, the Torah says it has to be a Recha, and we know that this man Amah holds L'Nishchak L'Shvatim. And the Gemara continues, Ve'im Metam Mergoyim, and the fourth thing that we said regarding Yishlayim is that even if there's a Neged Tzeras on a bias in Yishlayim, it would not be considered Tamei. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Metzera, V'Nisati Neged Tzeras V'Beis Eretz Achuzaskam, and once again, Yishlayim L'Nishchak L'Shvatim, and therefore it's not called Eretz Achuzaskam. And the Gemara continues that the fifth din of Yishlayim is Ve'im Mitzim Bazizim V'Gusutroyis, that you can't make porches in Yishlayim. And the Gemara explains Mepei Oyalatuma, that's because we're worried that maybe a mess will die and will be underneath the porch and people won't realize it, and there were many people that are walking on that porch and they'll all become Tamei Meis, and of course they'll go and spread Tuma to all different types of Kachim. And as Rashi says, Oyalatuma Shemiye Kazayis Ben Ames Mutal Ba'aretz V'Gusutroyis Ma Yilas Lav V'Al Noshim Habe, and it'll be mile on the Meis as well as on many people. V'Nim Sis Ma'arba Esatuma, and it'll come out that will increase Tumah in Yishlayim. And of course, this would be a Din Drabbanan and a Takana, and not a Din Deraisa. And the Gemara continued, Ve'in Isim Ba'ashpasa is Meshum Shkatzim, and the reason why you can't create garbage dumps in Yishlayim is because that will be Ma'ab Shkatzim, and there'll be more bugs and more insects in Yishlayim, and these Shkatzim may travel into other places in Yishlayim and then die. And of course, we know that the body of a dead Sheretz is an Avatumah, and therefore there's a potential that will be Metame, Truma, and Kachim. And Rashi states, Ma'abim Tumah, Lefish Mesim Sham, Metame, Kachim, Shushlayim, and it's a bit tzarech bia if they die in the Ashba, how they would transfer into Yishlayim. And the seventh din in Yishlayim, Ve'in Eisu B'Kavshaynes, you can't make furnaces in Yishlayim. And as Rashi stated, Mistafay Sid, L'Kadayres, they heated up these tremendous furnaces in order to create pots. And the Gemara explains, Meshum Kutra, as if so, you'll have a lot of smoke in Yishlayim. And Rashi says, Oshin Shemashcha Sachayma, and therefore it'll blacken the walls of Yishlayim. And V'Gnayu, and this is the Takana that was instituted for the beauty of Yishlayim. And the Shita also brings down V'chein Shleis Arav and Mashana Maracha, and also that shouldn't go and mix up with the smoke that was from the Beis HaMikdash and from the Mizbeach. And the Shita brings a third pshat, Shlo Yashcheh Asher Kaisel Beis HaMikdash, that was specifically regarding the walls of the Beis HaMikdash that we were concerned that they shouldn't be blackened. And the Gemara continues with the eighth takana, Ve'in Oisim Boginis Padesim Shum Sircha, the reason why you can't make vegetable gardens or orchards in Yishlayim is because of Sircha. And Rashi explains that Savim Rav Magdei Ilum Shom Vizarka Mechutz, that's referring to bad weeds that grow in a garden and then people will throw it into the streets. And number two, V'oy Derech Ginois L'Zavlon, that since gardens need fertilizer, V'yesh Sirchon, and therefore it'll smell in Yishlayim, and therefore it's improper to have such a smell in Yishlayim. And number nine, V'im Gadabot Tanagoylum Mishim Kachim, the reason why you can't raise chickens in Yishlayim is because the chickens will go and find Shkotzim V'rimasim, and then they'll go and move it places, and it'll go on Kachim, and it'll go on Truma, and be Metame Kachim and Truma. Finally, number 10, V'im Melinim Basa Mes, that you can't leave a mess in Yishlayim overnight. And the Gemara explains that there's a Gemara, that there's a Kabbalah, and Rashi says, Meseris Yibidenu V'im Tam Ludover. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah on Daf Ayin Testament Beis that stated, Im Gadim Chazerim B'chol Mokim, the Chomo Mesakin, that you not allowed to raise pigs in any place, and not only in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara will now bring the source for this Takano, as Tanur Abana, we learned in the Braisa, Kishisaro Beis Chashmanoi Zel Zeh, when there was a siege from the Beis Chashmanoi, and there was internal rivalry between two brothers, and one's name was Hyrcanus, and one's name was Vestrubulus, and this was at a time that was closer to the end of Bayesheni, Hyrcanus B'Befim, Vestrubulus B'Mechutz, and Hyrcanus was inside Yishlayim, and Vestrubulus was besieging him, and he was outside Yishlayim, V'chol Yoyim M'Shashlam B'Kupi Dinarim, since the Kehanim and Klai Yisrael needed the Karboni Tziba every single day, and they needed to receive a sheep, therefore they would bribe the people outside, they would lower a basket full of Dinarim every single day, and in exchange they would send them to meet him, Hoyisham Zakin Echot Shei Makabe Chachmas Yevanis, and there was one Zakin that understood Chachmas Yevanis, which Gemara will explain is not talking about the Greek language, but instead is talking about a specific Chachmas Yevanis, and as Rashi says in Masechta Seita, Ve'in Shara'am Makyum Boy, and not everyone understood that language and understood the Rimazim that people would say, Amalham, and he told the people of Ashtrubulus' army, Kozmansha Sukum Bavida in Sarbi Etchem, that as long as Klai Yisrael will be Isaba Vida, then as the Gemara Masechta Begilan Daf Lamed Aleph tells us, that by Klai Yisrael reading or bringing the Karbet Tavid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Meichel Le'akal Ben Esav, therefore you should make sure to stop this practice, and L'machah Shilshul Dinarim B'Kupa, and the next day, once again, the Yidden sent over the wall a basket full of Dinarim, V'hel Lehem Chazir, and instead of sending them a sheep, they sent a Chazir, Kivin Shagir L'Chatzir Chayma, and once the Chazir reached half of the wall, and it got up halfway to the wall, Nartz upon him B'Chayma, it stuck its nails into the wall, V'Zazir Eretz Yisrael, Abom Meis Pasal, Abom Meis Pasal, and at that time, Eretz Yisrael shook 400 Pasal and 400 Pasal, and Ba'is Shar Amru, and at that time is when we made this takana, the Ora Ishe Gadol Chazirim, that a person that raises pigs should be cursed, for Ora Adam Shilamis B'nei Chachmas Yevanis, and also because this whole story happened through Chachmas Yevanis, therefore they also cursed any person that teaches a child Chachmas Yevanis. The Gemara tells us, Ba'al Isa Shal Sheninu, as regarding this period of time in Klai Yisrael's history, that we learned in Mishnah Masechta Menachos, Ma'isa Shebo'ima Meginas HaTzrifim, that it was a story that one year they brought the Karban Eimah from the gardens of Tzrifim, which is much further away from Yishlayim, and Shtei Alechem Mibikas Ein Secha, and they also brought the Shtei Alechem from the valley of Ein Secha. Rashi says that even though the standard was to bring the Eimah and the Shtei Alechem from those Tfuas that are close to Yishlayim, however, that year they couldn't do so, Lefish Echrivu Bnei Amatzras Tfuas Hasada, because the people that would be sieging Yishlayim burnt down and destroyed all the Tfuas that were around the area. And Rashi Masechta Seita teaches us that in all the years they wanted to make sure to bring the Eimah from places that were much closer to Yishlayim, as of Shashana Mitzvah So'im Lahavim and Akar Yishlayim, Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Emma, Karmel Takrev Shear Zer Lach, Vakarmole Mimenu, Rushu Bar Merachak Misyavish Mismach, Vain Kol Shibolis Molly Minagarin, in order to make sure to have fresh barley to be brought as a carbon, which is a Mitzvah Mimavcha, they would always bring the barley from a place which was close to Yishlayim. Before we finish, let's point out four out of the last five Taisis on the Amid, as Taisis says in Diva Masal, Vainim Via Egla Rufa, Vintaim my ear, why do we say that the reason why they didn't bring an Egla Rufa is because it was Lein Nischakel Shvatim, as L'chayra it could be that they didn't bring the Egla Rufa is because there were so many people that were coming to Yishlayim from various different places, and therefore we go Basarev the Alma, and therefore you wouldn't bring an Egla Rufa. And Taisa states that even though there were mountains around Yishlayim, and therefore we don't go Basarev generally, however, and also the rest of the year, there were many people there in Yishlayim in order to bring in the Dharam and Dharmas. And we know that Umas Ha'ilim would also come to Yishlayim, as Yishlayim at that time was the business center and the business capital of the world. And Taisa says, however, there were many places in Yishlayim where there were only people that dwelled in Yishlayim, and therefore for those places we had to give the reason because it was not Nischal Kleshvatim. Inami B'mei Chizkia, or we're talking about the time of Chizkia, Shekhal Yisrael, Hayim Yishlayim, that time it wasn't the business business capital of the world, and therefore people didn't come to do business in Yerushalayim. And also, Ayin, the third Taisis on the bottom of Amid, Lo Yigad Lod Mechazirim, V'intayma Tamalim, the Asad Lassus Chari, B'chol Dvarim Tumayim. Why does the Gemara give this whole story as to why they made the Takana not to raise Chazirim, if L'chari is a general Issa to do business with anything that's a Dvat Tamay, and Ayin Taisis, we bring from Rabbeinu Tam, Dain Dafka, B'dav Ha'imid La'achila, Avam Gad Lom Shaykh Iris, B'shumnan, Avam Mechal Nisal, Shimashuk Ben Shari, B'negea other animals which are Dvarim Tumayim, there is only an Issa to go and sell them for food. However, if you're selling them for their byproducts, then it will be mutter. However, in regard to chazerim, it's also to raise them, even if you're raising them for their byproducts and not as a food. And Ayin and Taisa Dibu Masra Va'asal Adam Shilam B'nei Chachbis Yavanis, and we had the Gersa Va'ar La Adam, and Taisa Yes Vim Taima Va'aloi B'pum Shatitas Gazru, and L'chayr, the Gemara Misach Seita tells us that this Gzer was instituted at the time of Titus, and we know Titus was at the time of Churban, and this story with Beis Chashmonai was much earlier. And Taisa says, V'yishleim and Mikar Gazru V'lai Kiblu M'nayu, and even though they originally made this Gzera, however, it wasn't Mekubal until a later point. Then Taisa says, Inami Yaviboy Lemekim Ba'ura, Loyha Mikra Avarian, and although originally, as our Gemara says, that there was an Ura and there was a curse, but you weren't considered an Avarian, and it wasn't considered that you were Ivan Divichachon, Avul Besayf, Ik Gzera Drabanan, and that is worse. And Taisa then continues and says that although we brought this story over here, however, this story is a story as to what happened originally. However, when our Mishnah stated that Ima Gadlan Chazirim Bechal Makim, that you can't raise pigs in any place in Eretz Yisrael, that is referring to the Gzera that happened at the time of Titus, and that would make sense because the Mishnayos were written after the time of the Beis Chashmonai, and after the time of the Churban, and therefore it makes sense that it would actually speak about the Gzera that was already instituted at that time. And finally, in the last Taisa on the Amid, in Diva Maskel, Va'alo Isa Shah, and Taisa says that the Gemara Mesechus Menachos, the Gemara says this story happened in the time of Mordechai Tzaddik. We know that Mordechai lived in the time of Achashverosh, which was prior to the building of Bayis Sheni, and therefore it would have to be that Mordechai lived over 160 years after that into Bayis Sheni, which was the era of the Chashmonaim. And Taisa states it's a Tehima Gedolah to say that Mordechai lived up until that point, and Ayin and Taisa is how he explains our Gemara, and we will stop over here.